Hi, this is a dictation for Nasir Al-Siddiqui. NASIRA SIDDIQUI. Date of service 10/27/2025. Date of birth is 3/28/1958. Patient presents today with the ongoing issues that are pain in the neck and lower back to the tune of 9. Neck pain and upper back pain is 8. And shoulder pain is 8. And pain in both the knees is reported to be 9. Patient reports there is a shooting pain in both arms and both legs, off and on, front and back. He is doing chiropractic treatment 1 per week and physical therapy 3 per week. He is seeing an orthopedic surgeon for total knee replacement, first on the right, then the left, Dr. Yusuf Michael. He is also seeing a neurologist at Mind Group, MIND, who have done EEG and EMG. The EMG of the upper extremity and lower extremity is going to be done on was done on 10/14. Report is not available. Neuropsych evaluation is by Dr. Ford at Triton Behavioral Therapy. Social counseling by Heidi Counseling is going on, and Sharon. Patient is doing home treatments, and she reports that pain level is varying from 7 to 9. ADLs are affected to the tune of 8. 30% relief is reported by the patient so far. Kindly review the records for the ADL or system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 146 over 82, pulse 64, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam will remain the same from the previous visit of 9/22/2025, dictation number 1030-009. The plan will be to encourage the patient to continue seeing the physical therapy 2 times a week, and chiropractic treatment 1 or 2 times a week. At this time, patient is also referred to see a psychiatrist for a depression that patient possibly she's been referred to Dr. Thomas Park. She's referred to Dr. Mustafa for acupuncture if she likes massage. He's also referred to a spine surgeon, Dr. Lou Seddon, spine specialist of Michigan, just for a consultation regarding spinal cord stimulation device that was discussed with the patient. The meds were reviewed, and she's found in compliance. The patient do not want any medications at this time. And patient will be returning soon and will go from there. She has had a functional analysis in which it is determined that the patient will be unable to handle any substantial physical work at a regular job that she was possibly doing as a physical therapist or therapy assistant. A change of position is required every 5 to 10 minutes sitting and 5 to 10 minutes standing to relieve the stress on her neck and lower back. With light duty job, only is possible. the tremendous effort is being done to improve her capacity for musculature stabilization, strengthening, rehabilitation. And her neuropsychic report has become available. And in this report, the diagnostic impression is a PTSD only with some sleep apnea and nightmare disorders, recommending psychotherapy, physical therapy, neurology, case management, pain management, chiropractic, psychiatric evaluation from the tract on behavioral health, which are all being done. Patient is already seeing mind group for further issues. Her MRIs were reviewed. Patient was informed that she may consider having one or two injections for the lumbar spine epidural based on the disc bulging at L3-4, L4-5, and disc herniation is L2-3. And anterior listasis of L5 S1 and facetal ligamentous hypertrophy from L2 to S1, which may require separate injections at least 2 times. So far, the patient never scheduled her appointments for these injections, and she has been informed about it and recommended the further treatment. She is also being referred to spine surgeon for further consultation regarding spinal cord stimulation device. All the options of treatment have been discussed with the patient. Currently, the patient is released to light duty job, if she can find any, where she will be, she has been put on a work disability at this time. No light duty job, hospital replacement, attended care of 3 hours, and transportation. She's been advised about acupuncture and laser treatment as well. To the affected area of neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders and knees. She's advised about moving forward with surgery for the knee and the shoulder. That'll be the end of dictation. Thank you.